Wagwan, wagwan, wagwan. What's up, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? Are you feeling okay? Because I'm feeling better, honestly. From the last episode, I can say I'm feeling kinda better. So this is episode 174. Oh, how many more episodes to episode 1? Episode 216. 26? Not 16. What? 26 more episodes. Will I make it before the year ends? I hope I do. Anyway, before we get into the episode, Kamakawa Kamadawa, if you want to be part of our series, What's Your Unspoken Story? Check the link on the description. Fill the form. I'm going to get back to you. Shout out to everyone showing interest. The stories are amazing. They're crazy. I'm just taking my time editing them. Slowly but slowly, and then I'll put them out, okay? Anyway, today's episode, we're going to be talking about things we need to let go of as a society. Because, brah, we are living in a rotten society. The society is rotten. The world is cooked, brah. Where is the beef? It's cooked. Where is the boy? He's booked. Speaking of, why am I happy? September 15th, the boy has some plans. The boy is feeding us. September 15th, FOMO. So what is FOMO? Is FOMO an album? Is FOMO a tour? Anyway, I'm happy because on 15th September, something is dropping from the boy, my favorite artist. I don't know if it's an album. I don't know if it's a tour. We're just going to wait and see. Anyway, let's talk about things we need to let go of as a society. The first thing I feel like we need to let go as a society is the kila mtu afanye kile anataka mentality. Hey, that's the worst mentality, honestly. Nowadays, when you see someone do something, everyone's like, hey, acha afanye kitu inamfurahisha. Acha kila mtu afanye kenye anataka. Okay, let me translate. For those who don't understand Swahili, so in Kenya we like saying this thing ati kila mtu afanye kile anataka, kile inamfurahisha, and I say this with quotes, kila mtu afanye kile anataka, kila mtu afanye kile inamfurahisha. So this means everyone is free to do whatever they want. Everyone is free to do as they please. So I know you might say, yeah, of course everyone is free to do as they may please, but what if what they're doing is affecting other people? Are they free to do what as they please? What if what they do is not morally upright? Are they still free to do as they please? What if what they do isn't setting a great example in a society? Are they still free to do as they please? What if this free thing they do will affect them in the future, eventually? Are they still free? We need to be our brother's keeper. We need to be our brothers and sisters' keeper. We can't just have this mentality ati kila mtu afanye kile anataka. It's leading to a decline in morality in our society. That's why we're normalizing some weird stuff, some weird shit, because kila mtu anafanya kile anataka, because kila mtu anafanya kile inamfurahisha. No, we can't normalize this mentality, honestly. This mentality has to go, bro. No, you can't. Kila mtu azifanya kenye anataka. I said what I said. Munipige, munikujie. Kila mtu azifanya kile anataka bana. Ai, haiwezekani, hatuwezi ishi hivyo. I Kenya, kwa hii dunia. Hell no. We are normalizing things that shouldn't be normalized. We are living in weird times. We are living in dangerous times. When you normalize some things, when kila mtu akifanya kenye anataka, we are living in dangerous times, bro. So we need to put a limit. We need to put a limit to us doing whatever we want. We need to put a limit to kila mtu fanyaring what they want. We need to put a limit to that. There has to be a limit to a lot of things, man. So kila mtu azifanya kile anataka. No, aya, nimekata. Nimekata. Munifige. Nimekata. Another thing I think we need to let go of as a society is love and sex being transactional. Love is so transactional nowadays. That's why people have given up on love, man. People have legit given up on love and sex. Let's not even talk about love. Let's talk about sex being so transactional nowadays. People don't even have sex for pleasure nowadays. People, you either pay me this coach price, you either pay, or you don't get shit. Nowadays, that's what we've normalized. People don't even have sex for pleasure anymore. Hmm? Sex is transactional. Love is transactional. Relationships are transactional. So you don't know who's real, who's not. It's crazy. We are living in weird times. We're living in weird times. Nowadays, when two people know each other, they have to benefit from each other. Like, we can't just be friends. We can't just chill. We can't just meet and chill. Like, I have to find a way how I'm going to benefit from you. You have to find a way of how you're going to benefit from me, from having me as a friend, from having me as an acquaintance. Like, you just have to find a way to benefit from other people and not just having genuine connections, not having genuine friendships. We are cooked, bro. Everything is so transactional nowadays. And we need to let go of that as a society. Honestly, it's affecting us. It's crazy. Another thing we need to let go of as a society is, this one, itauma, internalized misogyny is crazy. And you know, as a feminist, and I'm speaking as a feminist, I'm a proud feminist, and people always view feminists and feminism as overly emotional, inferior, sexist, biased, weak. Some people who don't understand what feminism is, they view feminism as that. So now, internalized misogyny occurs when us women subconsciously adapt and project sexist ideas, prejudice, or negative stereotypes about our own gender onto other women. You get it? So this is like us women going against our fellow women. So this happens when a fellow woman is body shaming another woman. And this happens a lot. We speak about every day being girl, being feminists. But at some point, women, we need to check on ourselves. We need to check on ourselves. Sometimes things happen and we are the first people to bash our fellow women. We're the first people to criticize our fellow women. Like, body shaming your fellow woman, that's internalized misogyny. Body shaming your fellow woman, sexualizing your fellow woman, it happens a lot. Sexualizing your fellow woman, or when a woman you've always been jealous of, something bad happens to them, saying they deserve it, being happy. So internalized misogyny happens a lot. A lot of women experience this. A lot of women do this. We do this to our fellow women. So we need to check ourselves as women. We need to check ourselves as women. I was even having this conversation with a group of girls the other day. So I was working, and then we were a group of girls. We started talking, yapping. I was saying how we need to do better as girls. Like, we need to do better as girls. As a girl, I need to do better. I'm also speaking about myself. As a girl, I need to do better. As girls, we need to do better. I feel like nowadays, the bar is so low for girls. The bar is so low for girls out here. The things girlies do, it's embarrassing. It's worrying. It's terrifying. So we need to do better as girls. Because at the end of the day, it's always us girls, us women who will be shamed. Men are never shamed. Huh? Blame it on patriarchy. But men are never shamed. It's always women who get the shame. It's always women. So whatever happens, you get into a situation with a guy, just know that you'll be the one to carry all the shame. So think clearly. So internalized misogyny is something that it's something that we really need to let go of. As girls, we need to check ourselves. Don't project on your fellow women. Check yourself. Another thing that I feel like we need to let go of as a society, profiling. Profiling, and I'm speaking this as someone who also profiles people. And I said, I'm stopping. Profiling is so bad. So profiling is like when you judge a book by its cover. You get it? When you assume something, when you profile someone, when you judge them by their looks, by how they look, by how they present themselves, you're like, okay, this guy looks like they do this kind of job. They look like they earn this. So that is profiling. And classism, bro. Classism is also something that is so rampant in our society, especially in Kenya. Oh, there is a lot of classism happening. It's crazy. Especially when you go to clubs. That's when you'll see the real classism. There's a lot of classism in Kenya. It's crazy. Judging someone's worth by their income, especially in having a conversation with someone and they ask you what job you do, that is someone trying to profile you, someone trying to see how much respect they should give you from the job you do, from the how much you earn. So lie or don't answer at all. So bad. Profiling someone, treating wealthy people as automatically more successful or intelligent, looking down on people in low-paying jobs. It's crazy. So we should let go of profiling people. And this profiling case, what really stood out for me is when these guys went viral in Kenya, these famous people, Heha Movers. Heha. Kini Kenya iko funny. So these guys went viral because they were creating, at first I thought they were like movers, like official. At first I thought they were like a company of movers, but it was actually content. So people started profiling them and saying that, oh, I can't hire these people to move me because they look like thieves. So people profile them basically from their appearance. They're like, okay, these people, if they move you, so people just profile them from how they look. So that is bad. We shouldn't judge people from how they look. We shouldn't profile people. It's bad. We should let go of that. We should stop that as a society. Another thing we need to let go of as a society is labels and titles, bro. Oh, I'm tired of labels and titles. Everyone has labels nowadays. Everyone has titles. Everyone is fighting for a title. We are tired. Just to be a human being, we are tired of labels and titles. Everyone wants to be addressed as, do you identify as she, her? Oh, I identify as trans. I identify as homo. I don't know what. Hey, it's too much, bro. Mm-mm. It's too much. These labels and titles, it's too much. I beg. Release us. Just be a human being. Identify with your name. Be a normal human being. Stop all these adjectives. I don't pronouns. Pronouns and adjectives. It's too much. We are tired, bro. Too much labels, too much titles. Can we just be human beings? Can we just coexist? Please. Please. another thing we need to let go of is generalizing or what's the right word? Categorizing people. Yes. Categorizing people according to their generation all the time. Everything nowadays, Gen Zs. Everything. Those are Gen Zs. Everything. Millennials. We are tired of those categories. Ati yata millennials amujui. Ati Gen Z wasione. Everything is about, now we have categorized generations. We don't now live as one. It's everything is about generations. Hey, the Gen Alphas are going to Gen X. It's too much. It's It's too much. We are tired. Generalizing everything, categorizing people all the time. Oh, Gen Zs have done this. Gen Zs have not. It's too much. It's too much. Another thing we need to let go of. Hey, this one. Hi, I almost forgot this one. Another thing we need to let go of as a society is hiding behind our zodiac signs. Hiding our excusing our bad characters, excusing our bad behaviors behind our zodiac signs, excusing them. Oh, I do this because I'm a Sagittarius. I am mean. So the worst thing is that, okay, don't get me wrong. I believe in zodiac sign. I half believe. I don't know if I fully believe in it, but I kind of believe in zodiac sign. Sometimes I feel like it's true. Sometimes I don't know. Yeah, I kind of, but let me not say I'm like a full believer. But there's some people who will use their zodiac signs as their entire personality. Hey, Ati, excuse me for being mean. I'm a Sagi. I'm a Virgo. I'm a Gemini. That's why I do this. So don't blame me. It's my star sign. I'm a Gemini. I behave like this because I'm a Capricorn. I'm a Scorpio. Hell no. And the worst thing is that people use zodiac signs to excuse their bad behaviors. It's never about anything good. It's never good behaviors. It's just bad. They use it when they want to excuse their bad behaviors. That's the weird part. So we need to stop letting zodiac signs be our entire personality. We need to stop letting our zodiac signs be our entire personalities. We are more than our zodiac signs. We are more than our zodiac signs. Nowadays, when people, relationship experts say that, oh, a Scorpio and a Pisces can't have a successful relationship. Who said? Eh? Oh, Capricorns. They run a strict pro. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Let's just let the zodiac signs chill for a bit. Let's just let them chill, bro. They were never meant to be all these things that we're making them to be, honestly. They were never meant to be all these things. We are over indulging. We're overdoing it. Yeah. That is something we should let go of. Using our zodiac signs to excuse our bad behaviors. That is wrong. That is wrong. Oh, and lastly, the last thing I feel like we need to let go of is the obsession with appearances. Bruh. It's crazy. In this era of social media, people are obsessed with appearances, showing up, being seen, not to be struggling, keeping up with trends, being afraid to be judged. Life's a lot. I was even seeing people talking about this on TikTok the other day, how especially content creators, we are obsessed with appearance, most content creators rather, especially in Nigeria, bro. Those content creators stay working. I need to start my photography business. I need to start a photo studio in Nigeria. Cause those content creators go for photo shoots for every event. If it's someone's wedding, you're going for a photo shoot. How are you going for a photo shoot for someone else's wedding? And it's not your wedding. Even a kid's birthday, people are going for photo shoot. Hey. You've bought your car. You've gone for photo. Okay, some things make sense, but some things, bro. A kid's birthday, you're going for your own photo shoot. Hey, We are obsessed with appearances. It's too much. It's overstimulating. It's too much. Someone just had a kid. Hey, sometimes I'm even scared. Someone just had a kid. Especially these celebrities. Someone just had a kid last week. The next week, they're already out. They have left the kid at home. They're living their normal life. How? Has your body even recovered? Have you even recovered? Has your body? Hey, some people are crazy. This obsession with appearances, it's not good. Take your time to heal. Take your time. Nowadays, you think that if you don't appear, especially I think it's the industry. Honestly, I feel like it's the industry, especially people who work online on social media, who they're full-time content creators. Sometimes when you don't make these appearances, people forget about you. I don't know if people believe that, but I don't think that really is true entirely. People will respect your time. When you take a time out, especially I feel like robbing people of you for a while, it creates value. If I'm not wrong, it creates value. Go missing for a while. Go missing for a while. People will leave people to wonder, like, okay, where is she gone? Then make a comeback. Work in the, anyway, that's just me. But yeah, the obsession with appearances is crazy, because are we building lives or building appearances? That should, we should put a limit, man. We should put a limit to that. Anyway, that's all I came to tell you guys today. Things we should let go of as a society. And this was more of social issues, so I hope you've learned a lot of things from this list, because yeah. Oh, I forgot one important issue. Joking about mental health issues. We should stop that. We should stop joking about mental health issues. Nowadays, when someone is just crashing out a bit, they say, oh, I'm depressed. This is me sometimes. That's why I'm... This list is actually curated from my personal experience. So I'm actually also learning from this list. I'm correcting myself. So this thing where we just throw away words, we throw away serious words and use them in things that don't make sense. When something is not going your way, or you're just broke, you know, you're undergoing depression. Bro, do you know what depression is? Someone likes just being clean. Now you have OCD. You have OCD because you're clean, because you like things to be in order. You've already diagnosed yourself and said you have OCD. No, you're just a clean person. You just love things to be in order. Or you diagnose yourself, someone says you have ADHD. Do you even understand all these things? So, joking around with mental health issues, we should stop that. Or when people start interpreting every uncomfortable or disappointing, awkward or painful experience through the lens of trauma. When sometimes it's just a normal part of being alive. When something happens, you're like, okay, that is traumatic. That thing left me traumatized. And it's just a part of being alive. It's just part of life. Something happened. Not everything that happened to us is trauma. Not everything that happened to us is trauma. Something just happened because it's life. So nowadays, hey, that thing left me traumatized. I'm still dealing with my trauma. Bro, do you really know what trauma means? Do you actually want that for yourself? Think about that before you use that word aimlessly, or depression, aimless, especially depression. People use it so aimlessly. It's weird. So you should stop that. Anyway, that is my list. So what do you think the society should let go of? What do you think we should let go of as a society? Tell me down in the comment section and let's engage. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.